good win. It's easier standing on the pitch so it is than it is running around. I think I've done more running on the side there than I did on the pitch on a Friday night over the last few years. But no, good win in the end. The boys were absolutely outstanding. I thought their work rate, their determination, desire, the quality in the end to get the goals. I'm just super, super proud of them and so proud of the effort and the desire they put in. And ultimately, they showed showed what a Derry City team's all about. I think, ultimately, I think we probably two, potentially three, being greedy in the first half, we could have scored. And then obviously the second half, again, I think we scored two, but we could have had a few more. But again, ultimately, it's a win, it's 3 points, which is massive. And me being a defender, ex-defender, a clean sheet is absolutely huge. No, listen, it's very, very difficult. I tried to minimise too much information yesterday because it's such a short turnaround. And I just told them to play with freedom. I just said, listen, boys, we have an outstanding squad, which we do, I'm not lying. And I said, go and play with freedom. Go and express yourselves. Go and show everyone what you're about with the ball. But ultimately, again, I'm going back to it, Derry City, make sure you work your socks off. Give absolutely everything. And I think to a man, you've seen that even the boys that come on were incredible. But to be honest with you, it's probably been a mad few months, obviously retiring, moving into director of football, and then asked to take over. And like I said, always for this football club, I have a real love and passion for it, and whatever I'm asked to do, I'll do it. Yeah, I went up to watch them actually, and they're a very, very good team. Willie O'Connor, obviously, his teams over the years have played very, very good football, and I watched them, some good players, so it's not going to be an easy game at all. So we need to be ready and prepared. The boys obviously have had a tough few weeks with European games and stuff, so rest, recover, and be ready to go next week. No, the FAI Cup is something that we as a club we know all about. Myself, obviously, I've been in two cup finals, and it's a special occasion. I told the boys, especially the new boys that don't know that it's massive for this club.
You're just talking about the squad there, and they sort of came to the fore now, and Dara Burns really looked the part this evening. Great ball by Boise, letting in Adam O'Reilly. Just, did you say they sort of let the handbrake off this evening?
Yeah, to be honest with you, obviously Dara's come in, we obviously all know yourselves, we all know what Dara Burns is about. He's been a pain in the backside for us with other teams in this league, and thankfully now he's on our side. To be honest with you, Dara's come in and not really had a pre-season. Really, really difficult. I think sometimes people see players come in and they think, come on, let's see what you can do, but ultimately just need to get fitter. And to be honest with you, he was outstanding. As in, there's no point in me just singling out him. Everyone was outstanding tonight, so it was good to see.
It's exciting times, you know yourself, you just done it, but if you look at that squad and you look at the players now, they just get going. That's some exciting times.
Yeah, no, it's exciting times. Listen, it's exciting times. We're obviously at the moment we're obviously trying to build a culture at the football club, put everything back together and what we're trying to do and galvanising everyone and getting the whole city behind us, the whole club, everyone sticking together, rolling our sleeves up, and pushing forward. And like I said, the squad there, we've some good players, so hopefully we can kick on.
You know yourself, you're in the game long enough, Mark, and unfortunately you've seen this season what it's been like. You've got a victory, you want to be balding this, and I know everybody's been saying that this all season.
Yeah, no, listen, I told that to the boys. I said there's no point in us just winning that, and that's us, that's everything done. No, we want to kick on, we want to try and push on, and this is a good marker for us to do that. Sligo are a tough team. Every time I can't remember ever having an easy game against Sligo. Good team. They're well set up by Darren. So it was a tough one. I knew going into the game this is going to be a really, really tough game. But ultimately, it's one now that we want to kick on and a win, 3 points, two goals, and a clean sheet.
And just finally for me, situation with James McLean obviously wasn't available this evening. And I know we don't like to be talking about social media, but social media sort of indicated he was watching Wrexham this evening. I know you should look on that, but.
No, ultimately, to see tonight, boys, I'll just be speaking about the players here and everything that's happened with the players tonight. I don't want to take away from that there. They've been outstanding, and ultimately that's where we're at with that.